Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
getting engaged.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't, but you could.
Whoa! You don't recommend our own show?
Not now, Dahl. Not now, Dahl. The boys are doing something funny.
Stand up, you idiot. Some people play a romantic song in the background. I'd suggest play Jimmy and Nate in the background.
This show is a lot of things. I wouldn't say it's romantic.
Oh, speak for yourself. I've been trying to put the moves on you for years.
And it's not working.
This is a sexy show.
Is it?
Is it?
It's a sexy show. And I know you like this voice.
See?
Yeah, you do. You want to get engaged.
No. I'm already engaged, Jimmy.
Again?
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 You can fit more than one ring on that finger. What do you reckon?
No, I'm happily being engaged to one person right now, but maybe
right
later.
Right now. Get back to me.
I knew it wasn't going to last.
We asked the question, how did you / they propose? We mentioned it briefly. Nath, you, next cab off the rank, you and Megan, we love Megan.
Meghoney, that's how it's spelled.
Oh, Meghoney, it is Meghoney. She wants something low-key.
Low-key.
Yeah, you want something high-key.
She wants something low-key and romantic, essentially what Grace had.
Mm.
I want what Grace wanted, which is something big, fanfare, flash mob. That's what I want.
No, I never wanted a flash mob, just for the record.
Just to be clear. No.
No.
I don't want a flash mob.
But what will you end up doing? Because at the end of the day, she can't stop you.
No, she can't stop me.
You're so right.
It's not a joint thing.
Yeah.
Because you could surprise her. That's the whole idea of the engagement. Mm. Surprise! Shoddy!
There's nothing she can do.
No.
I have full
control. I mean,
she
can say no.
Yeah,
but she can't
still
do anything. Yeah.
But I've still done it. You know what I mean? Unless she runs away and goes, no. Well, everyone's like doing the dance.
I love is like you plan this elaborate song and dance. There's a flash mob. You've written a song. There's a band that pops up. Fireworks go off.
Perfect.
And she says yes. And you go, wow. And then you're celebrating. And then a little bit later, she goes, hey, do you mind if I tell people you just did a picnic and got down to one knee?
And here's the thing. I would have filmed the whole thing
I'd
for socials.
There. I'd be there filming.
Yeah, 100%.
And I'd be editing
straight
in the bushes.
Straight on TikTok.
Yeah.
Editing in the bushes. You do that a bit.
I was there for Grace's engagement.
No, you weren't.
She doesn't know.
Editing in the bushes.
Editing in the bushes.
Yeah. Are you editing again?
Yeah.
It'll fall off if you keep editing.
Trust me, mate. It hasn't fallen off yet.
Get that fun feeling in the morning with Jimmy and Nate.
Hobart's hit 100.9.
The Chicken Deluxe range at Macca's. Together and loving it. The Hit Breakfast Show with Jimmy and Nate.
Oh, hello, Thursday. You tasty little snack. You, let's eat it up, shall we, Jim? Beautiful. Tasty little thing, Thursday. Your lip's bleeding.
Yeah, I know. You know when you split it, when your lips are all dry, and it's split over the weekend, and it just keeps bleeding.
I thought maybe you just ate up Thursday too aggressively.
No, just bleeding.
Mm. I just noticed that just then.
Mm.
We don't do blood in the studio, mate. Dangerous. Unhygienic.
Oh, careful. Careful.
No, go after him.
Nathan, there is blood in this studio a lot more than you think, and I don't make a big deal out of it, but you shush your mouth.
I'm lucky I'm not bleeding currently. I was talking about the blood on your lip. Gee whiz, golly.
As the middleman in this conversation, I'd like to represent both of you. Nathan, she's right. There's blood more in the studio than we care to admit. And, Grace, you do carry on about it, but that's okay, because I don't know how that is. So,
yeah, thank you.
And you're allowed to.
Thank you so much.
And you know there is a lot of carry-on.
Oh, yeah, but, like, I figure I've earned it.
You have. Talking about Grace's period, guys.
Yes.
Oh, I'm talking about the blood on her lip.
That's where the show just goes in different directions.
Happy Thursday.
What everyone needs to know is nobody's safe.
We should have period chat shouldn't be like
No, that. You're right.
You're so right.
Because, again, I don't think many people... I mean, when I was a kid, no one talked about it.
Mm.
I didn't get to it. I didn't even know what the period was. It wasn't in my... Did you get it at school?
They separated girls and boys.
What do you mean they separated girls and boys?
Like, boys, you go do something else. Girls, here's what happens. And it's like, I feel like everyone should know that.
No, my school did that.
Yeah.
The girls went in the library and they got a chat.
In the library?
Yeah. And the boys got to go out and kick the footy on the oval. It's a true story. And then I like to the girls, I'm like, and we didn't know what was going on. So we're like, what were they talking about? And they went, girl things.
No, this is for everyone. Everyone needs to know all this.
In the library.
What happened at your school?
Oh, I went to an all-boys school.
So they just didn't bother, did they?
So we did everything on the field.
Everything on the field. That's important. It's important we have those conversations. And as someone told me last night, we're leaders in the community. And I went, oh, geez.
Oh no, what did you do?
No, I just meant like, you know, I always think that I'm just hanging out with my two mates. I forget that there's a whole bunch of people listening.
Oh yeah, no, but when someone says you're a leader in the community, usually you've done something wrong.
No, they were complimenting us.
We hosted an event last night
with Mitchie McPherson from State
Chatty. Just assume we've done something wrong. What did you do? I mean, in Grace's defence, yeah, we've probably normally done something.
Yeah.
Remember, James, Nathan, you're leaders of the community. That's normally how it's delivered to us.
Yeah.
So, yes, you're probably right. But in this case, we hadn't.
Mm.
At least I don't think we had.
No, we did a good job last night.
Yeah, congrats to that.
I'm glad.
Thanks. That's it was fun for the SFLW, sponsored by LJ Hooker. It was an event that we were supposed to do for a long time as we auctioned ourselves at the stage. I might check some stuff on the socials. There's a lot of people shared stuff, and it was really nice.
We got some jelly beans afterwards, which was nice.
Not a fan of the jelly bean, but I took it anyway.
I was.
When someone offers you something and you just go, it's too hard to...
feel so bad. It's easier just to go, yep.
Yep.
But like three people offered me a packet. Nate, you like jelly beans? I walked away with so many packets of jelly beans.
Now they're in my car. And I was just, this morning, I was like, oh, I don't
need... Oh, no, I've eaten them all.
30 Gen 60 if you want a jelly beans.
No, mine are gone. I ate all mine.
In front of them. Thank you for the gift.
I don't want these, so I ate them crying.
Good morning. And Jim, I was just talking about it before. Scientists have done a study on face shapes and how it links to get this angry personalities in a new research paper called What Your Face Shape Says About You. That's what they titled
it. You got clickbaited, didn't you?
I got absolutely clickbaited. I saw it and I was like, oh, this is fun, isn't it? We've all got faces. They all have shapes.
Yesterday when I was having all those conversations about you, you were on this.
It's what it's 3 hours, so I spent... It's a 42-page document. Researchers from the University of New South Wales, they measured facial width to height ratio, otherwise known as FWHR, on 17,601 passport and other images of male and female people. Are we happy with that amount of people?
Good sample size.
17,000. Happy with that.
Okay, great. Play on then. So this is male and female faces before asking them to rate them for aggression. So essentially, so they looked at all these faces and then they spoke to the people individually and said, would you describe yourself as someone who gets angry easy? Are you an angry person? And then they linked what the shape of their face says about their aggression.
You're looking down reading your sheet, your notes.
Yes.
Just so you know, every time you say aggression, Grace side-eyes me. Them expecting.
Well, let science be the judge, okay? Let science be the judge here.
Yeah, let science be the judge!
Hey, listen here, Boxhead. The results revealed that faces with a higher face width to height ratio, i.e. square faces, were rated as more aggressive than people with more oval or circle shapes of their face. So if you have a more circular shape, you're less aggressive. If you've got a square head, you're more aggressive. So... what I thought was, why are you side-eyeing me?
No, I have some thoughts.
You have some thoughts, do you?
So many different
Professor?
Face shapes. And I would argue that circle or round faces also have like a similar height to width ratio as a square face does.
Well, you can take it up with the University of New South Wales.
I will.
Send an email after the show. For the sake of this, can you go along with the research?
All right, for the sake of this, I will.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so... we need to go around the room here because if you've got a more square-based head or a more circle-based head, it'll determine whether you're aggressive or not.
I would like to say, I mean, I'm with you, Grace. I don't believe this.
Yes.
Because they're saying square.
Would you go with the research?
No, because I've done my own research. Okay. They're saying square heads are aggressive, right? Uh-huh. Yeah. SpongeBob SquarePants. Square head, good bloke.
Notoriously kind.
So, yeah,
full
I know.
Of joy, happiness.
100%. So that
Squidward, round head.
Yes.
Notoriously.
He's angry. Right. He's very so angry.
And don't even get me started on Patrick, the starfish.
He's a triangle head. But that's a face shape. I have an inverted triangle or a heart-shaped face, which means that it's like slightly, I've got like a squarish jaw, but I've got like a little widow's peak.
Jeez, it's like a treasure map
on
your face.
I went to makeup school, okay? I know these things.
I've got a treasure map, I've got a widow's peak. You have a lovely face.
You do have a very symmetrical face.
Are you just saying that so we don't say you're aggressive, Jimmy?
Maybe.
Don't make him angry, Grace. Jim, I would say your head is probably more square.
Yeah, Nath, you have more of a, I would say more...
Egg.
Slightly egg. More oval or maybe oblong shaped.
Oblong.
You big oblong.
You big oblong. Big oblong.
But you've definitely got a longer face than a wider face.
Okay, so I've got a long... you know what? You seem to be the face expert, so you tell everybody what face they have. I like that. That's
yes,
good.
Yes, you,
okay.
You have a slightly more oval or rectangular face. Jimmy, yours is slightly more shorter and rounder.
What about his face?
Well, we're not talking about that.
No.
Yeah, I would say you have more of a square face than Nath does, but I wouldn't classify you as a square.
Classify you as a square.
So when I got my, this is a little story, I got my wisdom, because the left-hand side of my face is quite short, comes down to my chin, whereas the right side of my face is quite large. I've got, it sort of boxes out, because what happened was, I didn't always look this way.
Is when I took off the mask.
When I got my wisdom teeth out, I got a really bad infection in the bottom right-hand corner of my really bad, like it's one in a billion or million or something. They did tell me the odds and they're like, you've got this thing. And what it did was they had to like break open my jaw and do more surgery. So they're like, you're permanently going to have this larger swelling on the side of your face now. And I was a bit distraught. I was about 18, you know what I mean? I was really worried about what people thought of, you know, your physical appearance. And I remember when I was in the, because it started within the dentist chair and then I had to go get surgery. And the dentist was like, but it kind of suits you. You know what I mean? The box of your head suits you. No, it doesn't. Now, years later, I understand what you meant.
So. Grace, and your shape would be more oval. So based
on... No, I would say I'm squarer. I've got a rounder face.
Okay, well, I mean...
Oh, you're round, nice oval-ish, I'm boxy.
Well, based on that...
Fifi boxy.
Boxy would mean that you're more aggressive, based on science.
And we all know that. I'm so aggressive.
And Grace, you reckon you've got a little bit of box in you, and sometimes you...
Yes. But I do, I would say that I snap easier than you do, Nath.
Yeah. So, science works, guys. Huh? Are we happy with science working?
Yeah, I'm the most aggressive. Grace is the next, and Nath has no aggressive bones.
Yeah,
in his body.
Look, whatever you guys think, just don't yell at me. Jim, producer Grace, this is something that's happened to the three of us as a team before, and it happened to me again individually yesterday. I had to get some new sneakers, my Hockers, which I absolutely love. They've been in the wares a little bit lately, Jim. Have you seen?
Because in the wares?
In the wares, in the wares. Maybe I've overweared them. I don't know. I was trying to do a gag.
Didn't the work. Saying is in the wars.
In the wars, but I thought in the wares because I've been wearing them too much.
So it was a bit.
It was an accidental bit.
So you didn't mean to?
Didn't mean to, but
so
I thought maybe...
So you got the saying wrong, but then thought you could get away with it.
No, failure. Okay, great.
Potentially, sometimes I let stuff go. Yeah. Producer Grace is very...
I'm on it.
You don't miss much, which is why you're the executive producer of the show. So I went out to Running Edge. We love the guys at Running Edge. Shout out to Kim and the team to get some new ones. And I had to wait around a little bit because they're so busy. So many people are out there. Go to Running Edge and get your sneakers.
You're unhappy about waiting around. You're a public figure and you shouldn't have to wait.
Do you know who I am? And they said yes, which is why you're waiting.
I hope you carried on.
And I did, and I'm not allowed back. No, and here's the thing. I went there after the gym, so I was dressed in, like, workout attire. And this happened to us last time. Because I was sitting there waiting, people thought I worked there. Do you remember, Producer Grace, when this happened to us last time?
It was you and I standing there, and someone was like, do you work here? And I was like, I have never touched sneakers in my life. I'm not going to be very helpful.
So this was good, because last time this happened to us, I was with Grace, who is the responsible one of the team.
I wasn't there last time, remember?
No, you weren't.
I was outside of the
You're on the
very
phone.
Important phone call. We did go as a team, but then I went, what's this about?
But
need to shoof off and take this phone call.
I remember that phone call. But because
you thought I was there, didn't you?
Yeah, I thought you were there. I forgot about that phone. How could I forget? last time with Grace, I was with the responsible one, and Grace said, no, we don't work here.
Oh, no.
There was, you can see where this is going. So someone came up to me and said, oh, sorry, do you work here? And I had no Grace to say no. I had some time to kill. So what does Nath say?
Yeah, I do.
100% I do. How can I help? And they said, do you guys sell footy boots? Now, we go to Running Edge quite a bit. We catch up with Kim quite a bit. So I knew that they had footy boots, but I didn't really know where they were. And so I kind of just did a big overarching gesture. Because I knew somewhere within where my hand was going, there would be footy boots. So I was like, yes, we have footy boots just over there, and pointed to the entire store. And they said, great, thank you very much. And they went over and started looking where I gestured. And I hope they found the footy boots.
Oh, you don't even know. You don't have closure on this story.
No, I don't have any closure. But good luck to them. person. But I know they have footy boots, I think.
Yeah, I mean...
Do they have footy boots?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm running edge.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never gone looking for footy boots in there.
You run in footy boots. I'm pretty sure.
Well,
you
play footy in footy boots.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. But I'm pretty certain I've heard them say footy boots
before.
This
is a classic, and this has happened many times. I've been in stores with Nathan. Yeah. I just help people out.
Mm.
But you're not actually helpful.
No.
This is a case
of a hindrance.
You think you're being nice. Nate's given directions to people and he's gone, I'm not too sure I know where that place
it's
is.
It's that way. And I do the same thing.
Someone, remember, we were in Melbourne recently and someone stopped us and went, hey, are you guys locals?
Mm.
And we're at Flinders Street Station.
Yeah.
And I couldn't even get no out. And Nate goes, yep.
What do you need?
And they were, was they looking for a sport? Was it a sports store or something?
It was something.
Or?
Yeah, a gym. It was a gym. They're looking for a gym.
And you went, yeah, no. So if you head on down... You know what even the gym was.
Mate, it's Melbourne.
It was the aquarium.
Oh, the aquarium.
It was the aquarium.
And I knew where the aquarium was.
You knew the general direction of where it was.
Of course I did.
you can't give directions off general directions.
Yeah, I said the aquarium.
That way.
That way. And I'm sure, much like the footy boots person yesterday, they eventually found it. If they asked a few more people.
Grace, I'll talk to you, please.
You cannot leave the house without me. Well, I need to keep you in touch.
You know what the worst bit was?
You know those,
you guys weren't around, so it's not like I was doing a bit for anyone else. I was purely killing time.
You have to be nice to people.
Yeah.
That's your thing.
I have to try and be helpful, but in trying to be helpful, I go the other way.
Because you like if someone's like, can I have directions or footy boots? And you went, no, I don't work here. And they go, okay. You'd be like, the worst.
I've let them down.
Nathan, I want to ask now on 131060, how did you... Or how did they propose? This is after comedian Aaron Chen. He announced his engagement to Esther Shim, posting images of a surprise he left in his partner's chicken McNuggets. So they went to Macca's.
Sure.
She ordered 6 nuggets with sweet and sour sauce. That was a test.
Yeah, beautiful.
He went, what sauce do you want, babe?
Yeah.
She went, sweet and sour, and he goes...
Because don't waste my time if it's not sweet and sour.
Because my ex loved barbecue sauce.
Oh,
she's now my ex.
That's why we got rid of her.
What producer goes?
Nothing. Nothing. Okay.
That was the only reason.
Yep.
He posted, congratulations to me. I am engaged. And he.
I love congratulations to me.
It's very gracious.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
It's very you.
And then, he posted a photo of the chicken nuggets and the engagement ring.
Great.
In the chicken nuggets.
I love the idea of, obviously, like the traditional thing is you open the
ring box.
Yeah, but to open the chicken nugget box, there's nuggets and a ring in there. Oh, God, I'd be stoked.
Which is lovely. Now, I mean, the only one in our team that's engaged is producer Grace.
Yes.
Is that still on?
Still on. Thank you so much.
Yep. Would you like to relive or reshare the moment?
Absolutely.
It was a zinger box, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, weirdly. I bit in and I went, oh, that's not supposed to be there. No, my beautiful fiance Diana took me out to dinner. We had we had champagne and seafood. It was stunning.
Showing off.
It was a fancy restaurant, wasn't it?
It was a very fancy restaurant.
Yeah.
But after that, they hired a boat and we went over to a place where we'd had our third or fourth date. And it was pouring with rain. It was pitch black. And Diana asked me to marry them. And obviously I said yes. It's funny because when I imagined getting engaged in my head, I'd always imagine this really big...
Jimmy or Nath.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't imagining Jimmy or Nath.
Why? You always imagine us.
Both of us.
You imagine us too often.
Nath can sit on one knee. I sit on Nath's knee.
Yeah.
I open the chicken nugget box.
There's double knees going on.
No, I'd always imagine this really big song and dance and this really big spectacle. And when it did actually happen, it was really simple and really emotional. I was crying. Diana was crying.
Was it raining?
Was
it outside?
Pouring with rain. So, I was freezing.
So you're disappointed with
that? No, I'm saying it wasn't what I imagined, but it was perfect.
Yeah. But sounds like you wish there was a bit more music.
No. And, you know, Diana was always like, I thought you would have wanted something really, like, big and showy and stuff too. But at the end, this just felt like the right time to do it. And
at the end, I didn't have a lot of time. Just
you were pressuring me a lot, so I just really needed to get it over.
To be fair, you gave the ultimatum. And that was TikTok. I think
Diana only had
3 or 4 weeks left.
Yeah. So. You know, the video's got over 500,000 views on our TikTok now.
Well, people love us.
Why did you say that so sassily? Angry.
People love us.
But no, it was perfect.
The next proposal, would you have more music and stuff involved? Or
No.
No?
Just, no, I wouldn't change a thing.
You wouldn't change a thing?
No.
Oh, that's... See, and that's love, guys.
And look, I know, Nath, you're the next cab off the rank. 100%. You and Meg.
Mm.
I've spoken to you, spoken to Meg,
yes.
spoken to you separately.
Mm.
Meg a few times has said, hey, Jim, if Nath runs the proposal, why are you?
Mm.
You just get him to turn it down.
Meg wants everything. Meg wants exactly what Grace had, but I want exactly what Grace wanted.
Yes. Correct. Meg's like, look, Jimmy, I know that I can't get everything, but the biggest fear I have, this is, and I'm going to share this with you now live on the show. Meg said this to me.
Okay.
The biggest fear I have is that Nath organises some sort of flash mob dance group. Yeah. So she goes to a little location like Grace is describing. People think they're all doing their own thing.
Yeah.
And then you go, three, two, one.
Let's do the time warp again.
There are a couple of issues there, Nath. Namely that flash mobs haven't been called since 2011.
Yeah, bring it back, mate.
No, don't bring it back.
Bring it back.
Yeah, 2011. And that's when Meg and I met.
Was it actually?
No, it wasn't. Oh.
Just ask 131060, how did you/they propose... this is after comedian Aaron Chen, he announced his engagement to Esther Shim by posting images of the surprise he left in his partner's chicken McNuggets.
I love that so much.
They went to Macca's, he just popped the ring in the chicken McNugget box, she opened it when they got home to eat the nuggets, and there's a ring, and he said, you want to do it?
Oh, amazing.
Simple.
I'd eat the nuggets first before answering, just to make sure.
I wouldn't do it with you. If I was marrying you and getting engaged, I wouldn't do this to you because I've seen you just hoover them.
And also, don't you dare get me six. Get me the 40-pack.
50-piece?
Yeah, 50-piece.
Surprise guess?
Oh, 50-piece is an I'm anybody's, to be honest. You put a ring in there. Ailish from Kingston. Hi, Ailish. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Is it a leash?
I'd be better if I have Jack Jumper tickets.
Is it a leash or Ailish?
A leash.
Sorry about that.
A leash, Ailish. You'll answer to either, though, won't you, Leashy?
Pardon?
Will you
answer to anything? That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Also, just to clarify, we don't have Jack Jumper's tickets.
No, I know that.
So, sorry. Proposal stories, Leashy. What happened?
So I was living in the Pilbara in WA. Back when my husband got proposed. So it was my birthday, and he's like, let's get up and watch the sunrise because they have amazing sunrises in the Pilbara. And I'm like, why would I want to get up early on my birthday? He's like, no, come on, let's just go do it. It's light and warm. So we get up there, beautiful sunrise. Then I turn around and he's on his knee and he's got a bottle of champagne and a ring and he says, will you get engaged? And I'm like, sure. Later he goes, oh, I'm supposed to stay married. I'm like, I only have to stay engaged. I don't have to get married.
Oh, he got the words wrong.
He did, but that's okay. We stayed engaged for 11 years before I had to do the wedding.
Oh, you 11-year engagement?
11-year engagement.
It's stressful doing a wedding.
Yeah. I love how you said, before I had to do the wedding.
Gotta do it.
Get it over and done with. Alison from Rosny. Hi, Alison.
Hi, boys. How are you?
Good. Proposal stories. What happened?
So I met my husband when my eldest daughter was about 3.
Mm-hmm.
A couple years later, when I was pregnant with our second child, he suggested to her that we change her name. And she's like, no, but my name is XYZ, and I like my name. Just after her sister's first birthday, it was October, and she went up to Andrew and was like, Dad, do you reckon, you know, for Christmas, Santa could bring me that name that we're talking about, like, change my name to? And he's like, yeah, of course, honey, we can definitely do that. And then we'd been at a barbecue and had a few beers, and he literally looked over his shoulder and went, I guess you better change your name too then.
Oh.
And that's how we got
engaged. I love that. Oh, what a great story. Oh, that's so cool. Good. That's so good. I love that. And,
were you happy with that, Alison?
Well, I thought he was going to propose a couple of times beforehand, and because he had, like, really cryptic Christmas present clues.
Yeah.
And they were... One was a barbecue and one was a car radio, so I was way off.
What clue did he give you that thought ring but then went barbecue?
Well, it was one of them was like Waltzing Matilda because it was a Jumbuck barbecue from Bunnings, but there was just so many vague clues that I was just like, he's just hiding a ring. Like, it just didn't make any sense whatsoever.
Did you open the barbecue lid going, is there a ring in here?
instead of yeah, the ring box, you get the barbecue lid. I love that.
I had to like soak my cheese up. I was just like, oh, that's great.
Oh, no, you were upset. Sad.
It's fine, but no, look. And then when we actually did get proposed, because it was a spur, there was no ring, so I ended up getting my rang my mum and said, oh, can I have grandma's rings? And I went and got my grandma's rings resized. So, it worked out really well, but yeah, it wasn't the most romantic of proposals.
I love it. Will you marry me? Here's a Weber.
Do you want a Weber? I do.
Sarah from Austin's Ferry. Hi, Sarah.
Hey, guys.
Proposal story, Sarah.
Well, I just would like to start off say I would have preferred a flash mob.
There's my girl, Sarah. Sorry, if we ever get married.
you guys sound perfect.
Okay, so mine was a 3-hour bush walk in like 36 degree heat. So we argued the whole way because every stick on the path he thought was a snake. So I pretty much ran the walk.
Nice.
We get to the lookout or wherever we went and still was doing the stick thing with the snakes, and I was cracking at this point. So I turned around and went, oh, you're such an a-hole. And he's got a ring in his hand. I'm like, I'm sorry, I take it back.
Marry me, you arsehole. All right. Destiny's Child, bootylicious.
I don't think the Sydney Kings are ready for the Jack Jumpers, Jelly.
No, they're not, especially not this next guy's Jelly. Plenty of Jelly. Jim, you said it. Our bloody Jackies, they are on the march, you guys. We are pumped. Their first ever season, they are in the grand final playoffs. They knocked off Melbourne United last week. They will be back playing My State Bank Arena. I tell you what, the tickets are the hottest property in town this Sunday. Please welcome very good friend of the show, the captain of the first ever Jack Jumpers team and the team now playing in the grand final playoffs. It could only be Clinty Steino! Hey, Clinty.
Morning, fellas.
Clint, I'm upset with you, mate. I really want to play golf with you, and you just keep winning, and it feels like we're never going to get out and have a hit.
Mate, I don't know how long the clubs have been in the cupboard now, but I reckon there's a lot of dust on them, and you're going to have to wait at least another probably 2 weeks before we can get out there.
Clint, we get it. You're only winning because you don't want to play golf with us. Is that true?
I'm saving you guys the trouble.
Yeah, I don't want to lose any money to Clint Steindl.
Clinty, mate, you must be... I mean, we've spoken to you on the court. We've spoken to you off the court. It is absolutely phenomenal. You must be buzzing. A grand final fever. The playoffs starting this Friday. How are you feeling, bud?
No, we're definitely buzzing, mate. We finished that semi-final series. When was it? Monday or Tuesday? It just feels like it's been a long week until we play tomorrow. But we've had a really good session yesterday. We'll fly to Sydney today and keep preparing. And come tomorrow night, we'll be ready to go and get this final series started.
Clint, without being, disrespectful to the other teams you've played for, the Taipans, Townsville Crocodiles, is this the most special team you've been a part of?
Given the circumstances around the first year and new club, new coaching staff, a whole new playing group, it's extremely special. Just what we've been able to accomplish, but the way we've gone about it and the processes that we've been putting in each day and continually following that, and we haven't wavered from it, and we're feeling some of the reward from that. But there is an understanding that, we've been able to get this far, so we may as well go win the damn thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Use that as a quote on the Mercury. Beautiful. We may as well win the damn thing. Hey, Clint, I think the thing is now, you guys,
history's already been made with the performances that you guys have put in your first season. You've made the grand final. But I think the thing is now, and tell me if you're feeling this as well, is it's obviously Tassie is so behind you guys. Absolutely love it. But I feel like the country really wants you to win now, aside from the however many Sydney Kings supporters are. Who cares? But I feel like the entire country is behind the Jack Jumpers because they just want to see you guys do this thing because it has never been done before. Are you feeling that?
I'm definitely feeling the support from Tassie and the community down here. I think maybe once we touch down in Sydney, we may start to feel some of that national, I guess, love that's coming our way. And like you said, I mean, I've seen a couple headlines here and there just of how we're Australia's favourite team or something along those lines. But the biggest thing is the amount of support and love that we've received from the community down here in Tasmania has been phenomenal. And I'm so glad that we get to come back and play a game two of a final series in front of our home fans. And I mean, we're not adding any pressure to any game. Scott keeps saying, look, This is a celebration of our season with what we've been able to achieve so far. And if you keep looking at it that way, keep doing the right things, keep playing for each other, then results will take care of themselves. And wherever the chips land, then they land. But just keep celebrating each other. And I feel as though the community in Tasmania are doing that with us right now, celebrating what we've done. And we're just using momentum to carry us forward. And yeah, the guys just can't wait to get back out there tomorrow night, and then especially back here for game two.
Clint, can I ask you, because we were watching the game the other night, you know, Andrew Gaze, Corey Homicide-Williams, they were all saying, like they were admitting it, that they didn't pick you guys to even be in the finals at the start of the year. Other so-called experts had you guys somewhere down the bottom.
I think Homicide-Williams said, I said they'd win 14 games.
did you guys talk about that as a team behind the scenes at all? Did it come up? Did you say, hey, look, this is what they think. We're gonna show them that, or did you not mention it at all?
Mate, we spoke about it once.
Yep.
And it was very early on, and we put the shoe on the other foot and said, what if they picked us to finish first? Either way, it doesn't matter. We don't care.
Yep.
We probably used a little more colourful language. We don't care. But we stopped that from day one, and it hasn't been mentioned since. Mm. And we've just carried on about our business and controlled everything that we could control. And that was working hard and investing time in each other. And that's pretty much been it since I arrived in second week of August, and the guys filtered through. It was just from that point onwards. Invest in each other, invest in the work, and let's see where it'll take us.
Clinty, there is somebody, before you let you go, that I think you might need to apologise to. But because before you guys won on Monday, I was having breakfast in Salamanca, and I ran into your beautiful wife, Kayla, and your son, Noah. And they were there, and I was talking to Kayla, and I was like, how exciting is this? And she's like, oh, yeah. And I go, what? She goes, well, if they keep winning, I have to keep finding a babysitter for Noah. So I think you need to take your beautiful wife out to a beautiful dinner when this is all wrapped up, because she keeps having to find a babysitter for Noah for these late games.
Mate, no doubt we will. And I mean, if you're capable, send your resume through. We'll check it off. And Noah, you can go hang out with Uncle Jimmy and Nate.
No, well, Clint, I was going to say, you probably just need one more babysitter before when the three of us play golf.
Clinty, mate, we are absolutely behind you. Huge round of applause. We are pumped. Let's do this. Let's go the entire way, mate. The Jackies are on the march. Thanks for joining us, buddy. We'll let you get back to it.
No, thank you, fellas, and thank you to everyone in Tasmania. Keep it up. Keep up the support. We'll keep marching. You guys march with us, and let's go win this damn thing.
Get that fun feeling in the morning with Jimmy and Nate.
Hobart's hit 100.9.
The Chicken Deluxe range at Macca's. Together and loving it. Alphabet for my one way to bank. It's Carpenter.
Yeah, that's right, guys. It is back again for another morning. A game as easy as A, B, C. We know how it works. We give you a letter of the alphabet, 10 questions, 30 seconds. You get all 10 correct. You take home the big one, Thou. And this morning playing from Tranmere. Hello, Nigel. How are you?
Hey, mate. How are you going?
Oh, you know, mate, just doing a bit of radio here and there. What are you up to?
I'm just listening to you guys while I sit outside my college.
Sit outside your college? Okay, so are you a university student, eh?
I'm a teacher of hairdressing.
A teacher of hairdressing. Excellent.
That would have been my guess, but yeah. Didn't get to look one in, unfortunately.
Yeah, I moved on too fast.
Are you a university student? I was going to look in hairdressing.
Have you got a specialty hairdo that you like to teach, Nige?
Look, I'm a colour expert, so colour technician is my thing.
Oh, do you know how to balayage?
Yes, I do.
It's my one word. Producer Grace is quite frustrated.
You're not even saying it right, Nathan.
How do you say it?
Balayage.
Oh, so you were wrong too, Grace.
I say it wrong too.
How do you say it, Nigel?
Balayage.
Yeah, eat your words, Gossip Grace.
I'm so sorry.
I would have locked in balayage. But again,
they're all correct.
Yeah. All right, Nige. Let's see. Right. Let's see if
hair
we can win
style,
you.
Starting with is it a style? What is a balayage?
A balayage is like a root stretch, so the roots are darker, they blend out to really light end. Natural look.
How do you know that, Nathan?
How do I know that
word?
That word? I've just heard it. You know, I don't know what words mean.
I hear things.
I say it.
You're like a parrot.
Balayage. Literally. I think I heard someone say it one day, and then I was like, that's
fancy.
That's my term. that's how I relate to all the hairdressers out there. All right, Nige, your letter is F. As in F for fringe, okay?
Brilliant.
Your 30 seconds starts into the first topic I give you. You can pass, we can come back to that topic if there is time at the end of the 30 seconds. Nigel from Tranmere, are you ready to play?
Yes, please.
All right, Nigel, your first question, beginning with F. Name a 90s toy.
Pass.
A number.
Five.
An emergency service.
Five.
A sport.
Fox hunting.
A band.
Five.
A fruit.
Fig tree.
AFL team.
Footscray.
Tasmanian National Park.
French's Forest. No, that's all right.
Girl's name.
Raise the name.
No, I love your technique is just to say. Say whatever comes to your mind. Oh. I love that.
I'm going to go through a few answers, Nige. Five for number, yeah, but we can't have the same answer twice. And five is a band.
Yeah, five which is a band.
Unfortunate. No, Footscray didn't play in the AFL. That was a VFL team, but I love where your head's at.
Yeah.
And finally, if you could talk me through a sport, fox hunting.
Fox hunting. Well, aren't you on the back of a horse? You have your gun.
No, sorry. That's my fault. That is my fault. I'm aware of what it is. I was talking more, is that something that you get up to on the weekends?
I'd probably enjoy it, but no.
Well, let's go to Nigel's house in Tranmere. We'll get a balayage and a fox hunting, hey?
Do you want a few red wines? We'll go hunt some foxes.
We'll definitely have some champagne with us.
Oh, my fault. It's not red wine.
Good on you, Nige. Mate, look, we can't give you $1,000. I will give you $50, all thanks to MyState Bank, the human way to bank. That is all yours, okay?
You guys are the best. Chop, chop.
Good on you.
Oh, chop, chop.
I love you, Nige.
Nathan, can you turn Producer Grace's mic on?
Mm.
And Producer Grace, can you just recap what just happened before
okay,
we
so
turn the mic
on? We're about 30 seconds from the end of the song, and Nathan went, what are we doing here? Looked at the show plan and went, oh, Larry wants to share the name of the NBL. Shut up. No.
There's my answer. No.
Shut up. No. Yeah,
Jack Jumpers are ours.
How you feel about this? if you could, just at the end, get in a shout-out.
No. Yeah, if you want my feedback, just ask me.
So NBL boss Larry Kesselman has boldly offered the AFL a meeting to discuss expansion in the wake of the Jack Jumpers' historic surge into a grand final series, cheekily declaring we'd even consider sharing the Jack Jumpers' name.
Shut up, no.
See, I also agree with Nath here. I'm not a sports person, but I think that's confusing.
It is very confusing.
That's like having two children and naming them both the same thing.
Yeah, it is.
You're right.
It is.
Yeah. Grace and I had a chat about this yesterday, Nath.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. We did.
Yeah. I don't agree. I don't like this.
So Larry has some close relationships with key AFL figures because Larry's just a big dog in Australia. Yeah,
he's the basketball guy, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, he's not just a basketball
guy. No, I know, but he's not the AFL guy. He's the basketball guy.
No.
And the AFL guy is?
Gillon McLachlan, but he stepped down.
Oh, Grace God. But also, Gillon doesn't own the AFL. Oh, he's just the CEO. Larry owns it.
Yeah.
Oh, Larry owns basketball.
Yes.
Literally, he owns basketball in Australia. 100%. He's also a property mogul. He does many things.
Yes.
Wears many hats.
Property mogul, which got him money, and then he went NBL as main. So he said he's very supportive of an AFL team coming to Tasmania.
Great.
And he said the AFL should come and approach us and see if they want to call their team the Jack Jumpers as well.
I don't reckon he means it. I reckon...
I definitely think he means it. He would love to get, because it just helps him out.
Because
then there's two Jack Jumpers things. So I definitely get where he's coming from. But as producer Grace, who doesn't even know sport, it's confusing.
It's confusing. Go, oh, see the Jack Jumpers. What?
Mm.
Instead of me going, oh, the basketball.
Yeah, imagine if you went to the wrong one.
Exactly.
You'll see the Jack Jumpers at Blunston Arena.
How embarrassing.
I wanted to see a round ball. This one's oval.
God, you're good today.
I'm so good at sport.
Look at you with your sports. Grace God!
Thank you so much.
You know the shape of balls.
Yep.
Oh. Get your hands on it. Shut up, no.
Here's what I want to ask the mothers of Hobart right now. 13 10 60. Is breakfast in bed a bit annoying? Is it a bit overrated? Is it a bit annoying? Of course, Jim, Mother's Day is this weekend. It is Sunday, guys. Get your mother tickets to the Jack Jumpers. That's all she wants, I promise.
It's true, but she's probably not going to get it.
No, so have a backup plan. There's a company called The Catering Project. They have launched a series of breakfast platters that can be ordered for mums to have breakfast in bed. Now, of course, this is the iconic...
Is this a paid thing?
No, it's not a paid thing.
You bring a lot of paid stuff.
Yeah, I do. I'm just trying to cash for comments.
If I follow your mother on Instagram. Yeah. If I see, what's this business called?
Allegedly, it's called The Catering Project.
If I see
jump on my guy, check them out.
If I see your mum with a catering project, breakfast in bed on Sunday.
Well, this is the thing. Mum doesn't like breakfast in bed. We used to do it. Dad used to get us up early on Mother's Day, and we used to make like bacon and eggs and sweets and stuff, and we would bring them into mum in bed, and she would always be like, oh, this is so nice. Have one bite and then bring it out to the table. Because I would find it very annoying. And very uncomfortable.
Wait, you find it or she finds it?
Well, she finds it, but so would I. Breakfast in bed, I don't think it's all it's chopped up to be. You know what I mean? I think it's quite annoying because you can't lie down. You've got to sit up properly. It's an uneven surface. And then if you get crumbs in the bed, you've got to clean that out. Producer Grace.
Crumbs in the bed are the worst.
Crumbs in the bed
are the worst. Mm. But I think there's no better pleasure in life than just sitting in bed and eating.
So you reckon, you're a good person to ask because you're a big bed person.
You're a mum.
I am. I'm not a mum yet.
97% of your day is spent in bed.
Yeah.
So breakfast in bed, is this something eventually one day you will be a mother?
Yep.
Would you still want your
Absolutely.
Kids to bring breakfast in bed?
Really?
Yes. And you can get proper like lap trays with legs and everything just for that. Mm. So you sit up, you've got all your big pillows around you, you've got your family, and then you just have a little tray with breakfast in bed. That is the dream to me.
Yeah, see, I just feel like it would be annoying. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe people love it. I don't know, Jim, breakfast in bed?
Well, when I was a kid and doing Mother's Day, a wee little fella, and for those who don't know, I'm an only child, so just me and Dad, and it's Mother's Day, and my mum's a chef.
Yes.
So me and...
hard to cook for it.
Me and Dad would sneak, he'd get up, mum would still be asleep, he'd get sneak out of bed, he'd come awake me, and we'd go, come on, little Jim. It's Mother's Day.
Mm.
So me and Dad then would go back into their room. Mum would be sound asleep and I'd give her a little nudge and I went, hey, Mum, happy Mother's Day. And she's like, oh, and I went, get up and make me breakfast.
Yeah, it's time to eat.
That's a bit, Grace. Okay, so the true story is Dad would get up, he'd wake me up, we'd go make breakfast for Mum. But I'll be completely honest. Awful. Yeah. I mean, Dad and I do not have the skills of a qualified chef. Mm. So whatever we prepared was always going to be worse than what Mum would make us. And Mum wasn't notorious, loved the crumbs in bed situation.
Yeah.
She loved to sit down at a table.
Also, so there you go. Yeah.
But Mum always said it was the thought.
Yeah, exactly.
We'd gone to the effort to get up and make stuff and bring it into her. She only kind of picked at stuff, but she loved that we went to the effort.
Okay, so maybe the thought is the nice thing.
Yes.
As opposed to the actual act of eating in bed, breakfast in bed. 13 10 60, Mums of Hobart, jump on the phones. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you all love it.
Look,
you all love breakfast in bed.
I think there's two questions here. I think A, do you love the effort and the idea?
Yeah.
And then B, let's be honest, you don't like the crumbs in the bed.
Yeah, you don't like the crumbs in the bed. All right, 13 10 60, Mums of Hobart, jump on the phones. Mother's Day is around the corner. We want to hear from you. Breakfast in bed. Is it overrated? Is it annoying? Or do you love it? Or do you just love the thought of it?
Overrated, underrated, or properly rated?
Just ask the question to Mums of Hobart. 13, 10, 60, Mother's Day around the corner this Sunday. Breakfast in bed. Is it a bit overrated? Is it annoying? Or is it the thought that counts? This is the thing. There's a new company. It's called The Catering Project. They're delivering out well-made...
You don't need to read the company name yet, mate. They're not paying for anything.
I need to make sure my mum gets one.
I don't know why. You can just go, there's a company that's doing breakfast in bed.
No.
You don't need. They don't need the plug.
The Catering Project, and you can jump online. No, and
I'm all for it if you're getting something out of it. We're going to play golf today with our Callaway Club, thanks to Callaway Australia. Oh,
see, I'd love that. Awesome.
By the way, we're not, but I'm just talking into existence. I'm manifesting it.
Billy from New Norfolk. Young Billy. Hi, Billy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, we're good, mate. Now, Mother's Day this Sunday, are you going to make your mother breakfast in bed?
Probably. That's what I do nearly every year.
Every year, okay.
Is she a big fan of it, Billy?
Pardon?
Is she a fan of breakfast in bed?
Oh, yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Every year I do it, and every year she tells me, stop doing that.
She hates it. Katrina from Kingston. Hi, Katrina.
Hello.
Hello.
Katrina here from National Times.
Katrina, are you a mother?
I am a mother.
Okay. Yeah. Breakfast in bed. This is interesting. What are your thoughts on it? No.
Definitely not.
Okay.
Talk us through it. Why no, Katrina?
I'm the same as Jimmy. And, well, no, it was Nate, wasn't it? You were saying the crumbs. I don't like crumbs.
One of us, mate.
Deal with it.
One of us said
it. I can't tell who's who.
I'll be honest, I don't remember who said it. I don't even know if I said it. But yes, I
no,
totally
I don't
agree. Who cares?
This is the problem when you become a mum. You mix your kids up too.
Anyway, thanks for calling, Mum. Happy Mother's Day while I got you.
But yeah, it's annoying, isn't it, Katrina? Crumbs everywhere.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
What about, I mean, this is the interesting point that producer Grace brought up was the fact that maybe it's the thought that counts. But even for you, like, the thought doesn't really count there?
No, my kids know me too well.
What about somewhere in the middle, Katrina?
My 10-year-old daughter will get up and make pancakes and she'll come and get me out of bed and she'll present the table really nicely.
Yeah, see, I love that. That's nice.
Yeah, love...
That's...
What'd you get me? A good table presentation.
Yeah, no crumbs.
Yeah, well, this year they've got me Jack Jumpers tickets, so I can't be disappointed.
Wait, so you actually have Jack Jumpers tickets?
Yes.
Oh, wow, that ear, you got kids of the year.
Yeah, because I know so many people have missed out. So
yeah.
I mean,
but don't worry, all those mums who missed out, they'll get breakfast in bed. Hey, guys, it's Jimmy and Nath.
Closing time.
Oh, yeah.
One last call for podcasts.
Yeah.
So help me out here, Nath.
No, you got this. You got this, big guy.
All right, I'll do this one and you can do the next one.
No, we're just doing. This is the last one.
No, there's one more.
This is the end of the podcast.
Oh, the end of the podcast.
Yeah.
But we record these little outro thingies.
No, this is live on the podcast every single day.
This is live.
We're live right now.
Live podcast.
Right, closing fine. Time. Nice. One. This is the end of your podcast. Please share it with your family and friends.
That's good.
See, you're doing the next one.
No.